Hi, and welcome back to my physics podcast. In this episode, I look at some of the components in a microwave oven. Recently, the door latch on my microwave failed and I had to replace the oven. Before waving goodbye to it, I wanted to open it up and have a look at its contents. A wave can be thought of as any repeated motion. Microwaves are part of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is a constantly changing electric field and magnetic field. I was aware how microwaves cook food, but didn't really know much about the internal workings of the oven itself. The device which produces microwaves in the oven is called the magnetron. Yeah, I know, magnetron sounds like a character from a Transformer movie, but really it's just referring to a magnetic field and moving electrons. This unassuming but clever device makes use of many basic physics principles. If viewed in cross-section, you'd see it consists of a central cathode which is connected to a heater. The high heats achieved lead to thermionic emission, which essentially boils off electrons. These electrons are attracted to the surrounding anode. The potential difference between the cathode and anode is quite large, thousands of volts. The increase in voltage from 240 volts AC is achieved primarily through a transformer. The secondary coil in this transformer has many more turns than the primary. Most of the mass of a microwave oven is in fact in this transformer. It's surrounded by laminated iron, which is there to reduce heating loss due to eddy currents. A capacitor also helps increase this voltage. The electrons now fly at high velocity toward the anode. The electrons travel through the magnetic field created by the round magnets at the base and top of the magnetron. This leads to a force which is constantly at right angles to the path of the electrons. The electrons will therefore follow a spiraling path away from the cathode. The anode has open spaces called resonating cavities. As the electrons sweep past these openings, they induce resonant high-frequency radio field in each cavity. A portion of this field is collected and directed into the oven itself in order to cook the food. Two other devices in the microwave oven which make use of forces on moving charges are the two electric motors. One of them powers the fan, which is used to help to cool down the magnetron, and the other motor is to rotate the platter on which the food sits.